News, I'm Ben Thomas. At a White House meeting this afternoon, Israel and Lebanon agreed to extend their ceasefire involving Hezbollah. That word from President Trump.
They've agreed to an additional 3 weeks of, no firing, ceasefire. No more firing. Let's see. We hope that happens. It's not going to happen between them, but they do have Hezbollah to think about.
As for talks on ending the war with Iran,
I want to take my time. We have plenty of time, and I want to get a great deal.
It Donahue reports Pope Leo's urging a resumption of talks.
With tensions rising in the Strait of Hormuz as he was ending his trip to Africa, the pontiff called for a new culture of peace.
La questione di Iran è evidentemente molto complessa.
The Pope said the situation in Iran is clearly very complex. The negotiations themselves are uncertain. One day Iran says yes, the U.S. says no, and vice versa. We do not know where this will lead, and this has created a chaotic situation, critical for the global economy. But there is also an entire population in Iran of innocent people who are suffering because of this war. The Pope also said the question should be about how to promote the values we believe in without the deaths of so many innocents. The Pope's Africa trip was dominated by the very public back and forth between him and President Trump over the war. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police say a shootout between two groups at the Mall of Louisiana killed one person and injured five others.
We are still asking for all of the help from the community. Any videos that you have, cell phone videos, Crime Stoppers tips, please keep them coming in.
Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Morse.
I can also report right now that we have five suspects in custody.
And a U.S. soldier has been charged with using classified information to win a $400,000 bet in the online prediction market site Polymarket on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's capture. Federal prosecutors say Gannon Ken Van Dyke took part in the Maduro operation. This is AP News. As Israel and Lebanon agreed to extend a ceasefire involving Hezbollah, Karen Shamas reports the Israeli military's been destroying homes in areas of southern Lebanon it's occupied.
Residents, Lebanese officials, and UN peacekeepers say the demolitions are happening on such a wide scale that large numbers of people displaced by the war will have nowhere to return to. Hassan Swaydan, a resident of Yatta, told reporters he witnessed the systematic destruction of the entire nearby village of Beit Leif by Israeli soldiers with bulldozers and jackhammers until he said no more houses were left. Lebanese officials plan to raise the issue of widespread demolitions when they hold ceasefire talks with their Israeli counterparts in Washington. Israel claims the homes it has destroyed were used as outposts by Hezbollah militants. I'm Karen Shamas.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
I used to feel so guilty handing over the tablet just to get things done.
We all do. But honestly, I switched to Lingo Kids. The guilt is gone and the kids are obsessed.
Really? Do they actually like it?
Oh, they love it. It's all games, music, lessons, and stories. They think they're just playing, but I know they're safe from weird ads and junk.
Mom, look! I'm flying into space!
See? They're happy. I'm happy.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love.